did our job the best we could each and every play. And I think we fed off the energy of the fans. And, man, it's just, you know, playing at home is always a good thing.
How much did it help to have Benny back?
Oh, it helped it big time, you know, because we need everybody on the defensive line. And we knew we had to, you know, get after Matt a little bit. And we just had to make sure that we stopped their run, number one. And then 11 dropped a couple in there that we would take, because at the end of the day, it's all about winning. And we ended up doing all we could to get that W. And he made, you know, a couple big plays in there, but he showed, dropped a couple that we took, you know, and was happy for it.
It's the first time you had a fourth quarter comeback, even though it was 2 points.
Yeah.
After not being able to finish the last couple weeks, can that carry over a little bit?
Yeah, that can carry over. All we got to do now is bring that energy to the away games, and I think we should be fine. We just got to make sure we just get it done in practice like we've been doing, and making sure that we don't beat ourselves. Because today, you know, we had a couple turnovers in there, but as a defense, we accept the challenge on going out there and trying to stop them. And we managed to get them, you know, when they was in the red zone, we managed to get them, keep them to kick field goals instead of scoring touchdowns.
You guys kind of struggled to end the first half of the season, winning one of your last five. Then Doug said today he really was preaching, this is the second half, 1-0 to start the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Did that really, you know, play mentally a big way in how you guys approached everything today?
I know for me it definitely played a role, because I know I've been here, 7 years. It's been crazy. It's always come down to them last couple games, especially in the NFC East, and I know now, more than ever, we need these games each and every week. And it's on us. You know, it's on us as a team to get it done these next couple weeks. We got 7 more weeks. And every week we got to take it. We got to pay attention to them little details. And obviously when we don't beat ourselves, we are a pretty good team.
How important was it for you guys to finally finish one?
Oh, man, it felt good. And it happened at the right time, because we got, 8? We got 7 games left. We just knocked this one out, 1-0. And, you know, like I say, 12-4 don't sound so bad if we keep it going.
Defensively, Julio Jones killed this team the past 2 years. How do you guys feel about the way you kept the Dawkins in check?
I mean, it felt good. And I know he had a couple plays in there that we was happy to have, when a couple drops, you know, that he usually makes. And like I say, they didn't make the plays to win the game today, and we did. And I was just happy with our team, our collective, you know, team effort. And we went out there, and we got the job done. And that's all that really matters.
It looked like you were showing them some funky looks early. Like there was one play on the, I don't know, their first or second drive where you had like 6 defensive linemen and Michael Kendricks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, were you showing them some things that maybe they hadn't seen you guys do?
Yeah, we just kind of switched it up. You know, we try not to be predictable with a lot of things. We try to, you know, kind of, especially against great quarterbacks like Matt. And, you know, we just knew we had to switch up the looks, and then we had to make sure we stayed in his face. That's the thing, not allow him to step up, because, you know, obviously 11 is a deep ball threat, and we knew when we blitzed he was going to chuck it up down, because he knew he had one-on-one coverage outside.